at Shard at London Bridge, and I've bumped into a supporter, a Greenpeace. Yes. You've been a supporter for 20 years?
40 years.
40, I beg your pardon, you don't look old enough. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Luke.
Luke, what's going on today?
What's happening today is we have six Greenpeace activists, women, climbing the Shard in protest against Shell, who are beginning to drill for oil in the Arctic. We can't afford to use the oil if they find any. The damage to the environment of looking for it is going to be astronomic. We've already fought this battle over the Antarctic, which is now a national park. It took, I think it was 7 years to win that battle. We shouldn't have to do this again. The arguments are exactly the same as they were then. This is really not the thing to be doing. And they're climbing the Shard, which is covered in glass, none of which is solar, producing energy. All of that should be producing energy to run London, but it's not. We're just getting everything wrong.
Did you know they were planning on doing this?
I got a text this morning, because I'm a frontline supporter, saying, we're climbing the Shard today, so I thought, right, I've got to get down there and see this. Because I think they're magic. I love it when they do this, because they're making a point that people can understand and doing it in a way that you can't ignore.
How did they get in? Did they pay to get in? Or?
No, we believe they got here about 4 o'clock this morning, and we've been speculating about quite how they got up, but nobody we can find actually saw them. So we think they got up onto that flat roof there and then up, but it's not an easy job. So
you're talking about the
roof. The London Bridge entrance.
Yeah, to the station.
But they are all professional climbers, so they really do know what they're doing.
So you feel really proud of them?
I'm absolutely thrilled to bits.
Well, they've done a proper Secret Service job there, didn't
they? They always do. They're always very, very good at this.
So how can people help support your group?
They could support them financially. They could campaign. They could contact the head office at Canterbury and ask. There's all sorts of things that they could do for Greenpeace, or basically for themselves to look after the planet. Because without people like Greenpeace, we're stuffed.
Are they all women up there?
They're all women. Six women.
Was that for a reason? Women?
Probably because they wanted to do it. I mean, they're not sexist. Why would they be? But it's also people will suggest what they want to do. We need to do something dramatic. That's about as dramatic as you can do at the moment.
It certainly
is. No one's
is.
Done it yet. And think of being able to go back and say to you, I climbed the Shard for Greenpeace. Aren't I a hero? Yeah, they are. They're brilliant.
Thanks very much, Lou. Thank you.
Have fun. Thanks.